This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome, everybody. This is the last in the current series, and Nitz Hashem, tonight we will explore the halachas of the 9 days. If you've got your sheets in front of you, you'll see there are extracts from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we'll try and use that as a base and a framework. So, of course, today was Rosh Chodesh, and it's an opportune time to discuss these halachas. The Kitzur says in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis Siv Zayin, when the month of Av comes in today, then we should reduce our simcha. Of course, it's the famous, I think it's the Kotzko, who says that just like in Adar, when Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim B'Simcha, well, this is the flip side, Mishenichnas Av Ma'atim B'Simcha. And the idea is that simcha should be a constant in our lives. That when it comes to Adar, we increase it, and when it comes to Av, we reduce it. But it should always be there. One shouldn't therefore build a building for harvacha. What does that mean? It means anything which is not for basic dwelling. That's prohibited in the 9 days. And therefore, construction for a basic residential dwelling, an extension or some sort of overcrowded home, that is permitted. But something which is more for pleasure, for example, a swimming pool or a holiday home, that should certainly not be built during the 9 days. If a person agreed, he fixed the price with a non-Jewish builder to decorate his home. If you can pay a little bit to appease him, it's appropriate to do. Vim lav, it is muta, otherwise it's okay. Similarly, the Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe in footnote 2, someone who began wallpapering before the 9 days, they may continue until Shabbos Chazon. So this year, for example, then it will be continued to today, tomorrow, and Friday. Continues the Kitzur. Ubay Yisrael de'islei dinna bahadei en Yehudi. If a Jew has a court case with a non-Jewish person, lishtamit minei, he should try and push it off. Mishum derei mazlei, because during the month of Av, our mazel, the mazel that we have is down a little bit. In Efshi Yishtamit Kol Chodesh, ideally one should try and push it off the entire month. Or at least until after Tishvav. And then, Ein Mekadesh is Alavona Ad Lacha Tishvav. One should not be Mekadesh the Levona, you don't do Kiddush Levona until after Tishvav. Kiddush Levona should be more of a sort of a joyous occasion. And therefore, doing Kiddush Levona during the 9 days seems to be a little bit of an oxymoron. And therefore, one waits till after Tisha B'Av. Okay, let's move on to the next halacha. Sif Ches, meat and wine during the 9 days. Minig b'chol Yisrael shlelecho basar, the minig in Klal Yisrael is not to eat meat, v'shlelishtos yayin, and not to drink wine, b'tisha yomim, shemin Rosh Chodesh ad la'achat Tisha B'Av, from today, from Rosh Chodesh, through until after Tisha B'Av. V'osa afilu b'tavshosh nisvashel by basar. Even if you're not eating meat itself, but you're eating food items which have been cooked in a meaty stew, that's not allowed. So a good example would be on Erev Shabbos. I know in our home, most of our chulent is consumed before Shabbos even begins. So on Erev Shabbos, on a regular week, the kids will all enjoy some chulent. If they have withdrawal symptoms this Friday afternoon because they can't eat chulent during the 9 days, of course they can only eat on Shabbos. But on Friday afternoon, say if one of the kids says to me, Daddy, I've got a good idea, let me at least take out the potatoes from the chulent. That's what the kids is referring to. You can't even have the non-meat items from a meaty dish. However, parav food, which is cooked in a clean meat pot, that would be okay. So for example, if you were to have a vegetable soup cooked in a meaty pot, that is no problem, so long as the meaty pot is clean. One thing one should be aware of is that you shouldn't have that soup directly with any milk. So for example, let's say you're making an onion soup in a clean, fleshik, meaty pot. That is okay during the 9 days, but to add grated cheese to the onion soup or cream or something like that, that is not allowed from a bosom cholov point of view. Continues the kitzer. V'ach nisha ma'chole cholov mazikin loy. And if someone is, for some reason, he can't get by without eating some sort of meat, he's allowed to eat chicken for health reasons if he if it's dangerous for him to eat milky foods and he's got no alternative, so then he should eat basar oif. And the Torah chayla, but for a sick person, hakol mutter, that would all be okay. And that includes a nursing mother, the Mishnah Berurah says. However, it's not difficult for him. They should try and avoid it at least from the 7th of Av onwards, which next week, of course, will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday, so at least from Tuesday. A lady who's given birth, she should hold. She's allowed to eat to restore her health. But again, from the 7th of Av, she should avoid it if possible. On the 7th of Av, that's when the enemy came into the actual Heichal, and they ate there and drank there and didn't actually burn the Beis HaMikdash until Tisha B'Av afternoon itself. Interestingly, yesterday I got a text message, is it okay to feed my baby some sort of grounded chicken? Is that okay during the 9 days? So interestingly, and Rav Shimon Ida say from 3 weeks, he says that the minhag of not eating meat in the 9 days applies even to children, except, of course, in the case of illness or weakness. And he says, nira the tinek pachas niben tes, that a child under the age of 9, kecheile she'en b'sakona, has got the status of a kecheile she'en b'sakona, in roga b'chol yom ne'echol boso, if this child eats meat on a regular day, every day, for kosher l'achila machol echolav yesh l'hokel. So a child, even up to the age of 9, says Rav Shimon Ida, one could be mekel. Certainly the case that I had yesterday was a baby or a year or two old, and therefore that would be in order if there is no alternative. Continues the kitzah, ubesudas mitzvah. If, however, a sudas mitzvah occurs in the 9 days, kugoyin milo pijna ben v'siu masechta, any of those, gamkein mutarim b'bosu v'yayi. And therefore you would be allowed to have meat and wine. The most common that we see is having a siyum during the 9 days, and then you'd be allowed to have meat and wine. V'chutz mi'avoyso v'ochim v'bonov, v'chutz mi'elu she'yesh lohem shaychus v'mitzvah yochel lahazmin oid asara anshelireus. So aside from the immediate family, you could invite up to 10 people. And Rav Moshe says that if people normally eat together, for example, if you're in camp or something like that, then they would be okay to eat meat at the siyum, even though perhaps it's more than 10 people, because they would ordinarily eat together. Continues the kitzah. Only people who would normally be there. The Kishon Havdalah b'Motzei Shabbos, we've discussed in previous shiurim, which we've discussed the various halachas of Havdalah. If there is a child there, one should give the kais to the child, and if not, if there's no child there, then the person making Havdalah can drink the wine on Motzei Shabbos, this coming Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos Chazoyim, the Motzei Shabbos of the 9 days. Okay, what about laundry? See if that's. V'chein ein mechabsin b'tish yom meilu. You can't do laundry during the 9 days. V'afilu chaluk o'beged che'en reitz le'lab sh'ad l'achatanis. Even items of clothing which you don't plan to wear until after Tisha B'Av, you can't do laundry even for those items you're not planning on wearing. V'afilu l'sitim l'kaibis en yehudi osa. Even to give it to a non-Jewish dry cleaning service is not allowed. V'chein hamat pechash ha'malafin bohenes ha'timekes. If children soil their clothes regularly, then that would be okay to wash. That would be if children soil their clothes and there's no spare clothing, etc., then that would be okay to do laundry of that. Lastly, what about bathing, taking showers, etc.? So in Sif Yud Beis, the Kitzah says, Ein reichtzin b'tisha yomim elu. One doesn't take a shower, a bath during these 9 days. I feel a bit seinen, even in cold water. But a lady who's given birth or a pregnant mother, it's good for her to wash, that would be okay. Says the kitzah. So to a weak person, where the doctor had told the person to wash, they're allowed to wash, even in warm water. And so too a nidah who needs to prepare for the mikveh, she can prepare normally for teveles kedarka. Now, interestingly, the Rav Moshe says that this only refers to washing for pleasure. But one may be lenient and wash on a hot day, for example, if you're just, it's there just to remove sweat, but not just for pleasure. Swimming, of course, is not allowed in the 9 days. And this also refers to washing the whole body. Just washing your face and arms and legs or whatever with cold water, the Mishnah Berurah says, is no problem. Okay, so that is the quick summary of the halachas of the 9 days. Building, meat and wine during the 9 days, laundry and bathing.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.